Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey, and good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day, wherever you are. This is John coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Thursday night. Getting a little chilly here. Fall is setting in, and the leaves have all turned and starting to fall, and it's looking like bagging time for the leaves. But tonight we have a good show for you. We're going to be about 30 minutes long, which is cool. We're going to start you off with some different music tonight. This is a song by a Canadian artist named Amy Heff, H-E-F, if you want to look her up, amyheff.com. And this is a song she wrote and performed called Don't. Enjoy.
If it's all the same, I don't owe you anything, but these dull regrets and empty stinging eyes don't feel like mine these days. I hate to say that it won't seem to go away.
Canadian artist Amy Heff. You can catch her if you are in left Canada, as I call it, the Calgary area. Catch her at the Backlot tomorrow night, Halloween. She will be there, and some other dates in Western Canada coming up. AmyHeff.com. Check her out. She's really, really good. So our topic tonight, ironically, to go along with the song called Don't, is the word no. And, you know, we've all experienced the word no. We don't like to hear the word no. We've been hearing the word no since we were old enough to understand what the word no meant. whether our parents told us no, or our babysitter told us no, or grandparents tell us no. Everybody likes to tell a little kid, no, don't do that, or no, don't touch that, or no, don't eat that, whatever it may be. As we get older, of course, no takes on a totally different meaning, especially when you're asking a question. Would you like to go out with me? No. Would you like to marry me? Unfortunately, no. Would you like to divorce me? No. So we're going to talk about some reasons tonight, about 20 of them, why women say no. Now, this topic, this list was compiled, some by me, some by, ironically, a woman. So there are women, there are a lot of reasons that women say no. It's just not to be bitchy. It's not always to be mean. But there are legitimate reasons. And as a guy, the more we understand that, the more I understand the reasoning behind the no, it's easier to accept the no and understand that sometimes, you know what, it's just not personal. It is something going on with her. And if it's something that then we can help with, you know, because we're guys, we like to fix stuff. That's how we roll. If it's something that we can help with, or get to the point where we don't even have to hear the word no, that we hear a lot more yeses because of the way we act and the way we treat her, then that's a good thing for everybody. So just some random reasons, around 20, like I said, that women say no. The most logical one that comes up initially and probably most often is that they're tired. Most women that we know are, and this is just a fact, it's not a sexism thing or anything like that. I don't want to hear any cards, letters, emails, phone calls about what I'm saying here, because this is just fact. But women are not, most women are not as built, not as big as men. That's obviously, they're smaller, they weigh less. They probably are in better shape, but fatigue sets in, especially if they work, then they come home to family. They come home to having to cook dinner because we as men are too lazy or whatever. And they have a lot going on. There's a lot of stresses. Plus their physical being, you know, they have that monthly thing going on that just drains them of iron, drains them of energy. So they're just simply tired and they don't feel like doing something that we may want them to do, whether it's going out or cooking or, you know, having sex or whatever the case may be, or even just a back rub. Now, how can we as men fix that? Well, you know what? We can be not so oblivious to the fact that they are tired. Maybe we do something for them. You know, we're tired too, but hey, we're guys. We don't show that. We're men. We don't complain about being tired all the time, right? Ha. That was a sarcastic ha. Huh? But tired, give or take, you know, give and take a little. Compromise, come together and work out whatever it is you want to do. If she's tired, then, you know, help her out with that, guys. Come on. They're supposed to be our ladies. They're supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to take care of each other, and that's one of the ways you can start. The next type of, or next reason that a woman would say no is that she doesn't really feel special to her mate, to her guy. There's not romance anymore. There's not a sense of, I need you to be here with me anymore. And they simply don't feel like they need to be there or want to be there. They may want to be somewhere else. I talked about this a week or two ago, and we talked about emotional availability or unavailability. You know, women have that too. If she doesn't feel special, her emotions are not going to be there. They're not going to be into it. So that's going to cause a big old problem as far as her wanting to do anything with you. Okay, so make her feel special. Make her feel romantic. Make her feel loved. Make her feel like a woman. Another reason is her head's not in the game, and it needs to be. Ladies, sometimes we take this one may be on you a little bit more than it is us, because if your head's not in the game, where is it? If, you know, if you reject somebody because of, you know, and to me, rejection also includes, you know, participating, but not wholeheartedly, you know what I mean? And whether that's in, you know, a board game or dinner conversation or sex or whatever it may be. You know, if you're not engaged, then you're not available. You're not around. Your head's not here. Where's your head? there's a lot of stresses in the world. There's parenting, there's work, there's, you know, the car needs maintenance, there's, you know, how am I going to pay my bills? There's a lot of stresses going on in this country right now, and, you know, if your head's not in the game, it's understandable, but express that. Don't just say no, but express the fact that, you know what, I need to get my head in the game. Guys, another reason they say no is that groping is not a turn-on. Time and a place, I think. I mean, we all enjoy physical contact. I'm as big a fan of that as anybody. But if you're actually groping and making her feel more like a piece of meat than a wanted woman, then that's not going to turn her on, and that's going to get you a rejection. And, you know, if you just come up right behind her unannounced and grab her boobs, okay, time and place, maybe while she's not expecting it, and then a phone call or something like that, that, you know, it's just not appropriate to do that. Now, hey, once she gets off the phone, I would say go for it and see what happens. The next one is similar to the they don't feel special, is that you haven't paid attention to them all day. So there's no connection, there's no bond, there's no emotional viability there that, okay, she's feeling it, she's going to be into it a little bit more and more likely to give a yes. But if you haven't paid attention to her all day, that's going to be a real, real difficult thing to do. And that's get a yes out of her. My personal favorite coming up next is something that I did or said irritated her. Okay? Whether you like it or not, women cannot usually put anger on the back burner to make room for anything that will require a yes. If they are angry or they're even a little irritated at something that we did, we need to find out what it is. There's an old joke that says every morning when you wake up, you roll over, you look her right in the eye, and you say with the utmost conviction, I'm sorry. And you say that because at some point during the day, we're going to screw up, and we're just going to get that I'm sorry out of the way early. If you do something to irritate her and you don't know what it is, ladies, it's your responsibility to tell us because we don't always know. You know, it might have been something as simple as correcting you on a word or correcting you on a time or something like that in front of your friends, which, you know, makes you unhappy because you think we embarrassed you in front of your friends when in fact we were just trying to, give the correct time or whatever. But something as little or as irritable as that can keep a no from a yes from happening and turning into a no. So if if we have irritated you, ladies, please let us know. We want to know so we can fix it. We're fixing people. We're fixable guys. That's what we do. We fix things. Their mother, the kids, the dog, the goldfish, anything besides you has upset them. They've done something to upset her, and therefore you're going to get a no. Again, this goes back to the head's not in the game because they're thinking of something else. Might have done something her mom said, the slightest thing can trigger it sometimes. Ladies, we do not even begin to understand what it's like to go through the emotional roller coasters that y'all go through every month with PMS and then, DMS, as I call it, the during, and then, the couple of weeks that we have of normalcy, to put it like that, I guess. But the slightest emotional kick can trigger it. And it's just, we're here for you. We want to know what it is. And if we can help you get over it or let you talk through it or whatever you need to have done. Okay. The next one is they're being consumed by life events. Again, we go back to, there's something going on at work. A coworker is being an asshole. Or just, not showing up or dumping all their work or not carrying their weight or, there's something life event wise. Maybe there's, maybe her favorite football team is losing. Maybe she's a Minnesota Viking fan or something and they're not doing too well this year in the NFL. But maybe something is taking her her mind off of the event needed, that, you know, the thing that you want to do that requires a yes or no answer. The next one is very common, believe it or not, and that is sometimes women just want to be held. Sex does not have to be the end-all be-all, although we as guys enjoy that, we want it, we like it. But you know what? You'll probably get more of it if you, every once in a while, when she wants to just be held, just hold her. Just hold her. Whether you're fully clothed or not is irrelevant. Sometimes you just have to do it, and it's okay. And that's how you fall asleep. You wake up the next morning, she's happy, you're happy, and probably there's going to be a happy ending involved in there somewhere, okay? Another reason that they would say no, women would say no, is that they have been giving themselves to everybody else during the day, and there's just nothing left to give. She's had a very stressful day at work. She's, you know, been driving kids around all day. She's been with her girlfriends all day, whatever the case may be, and it's just tapped out. There's nothing left to give. You know what? Curl it up, go to bed, get up in the morning, start over again. What if the sex has not been fulfilling for her lately or at all? What is the point for her to continue? That is something that needs to be talked out, ladies. If we're not doing it for you, you need to let us know what's going to do it for you, or perhaps it's time to move on or move out, whichever the case may be. But if there is a problem in the bedroom, talk about it. Talk about it, because unless you do, it's not going to fix itself. And I think that's pretty much common sense to, you know, for that, because we've all had that happen. We've all had, well, most people anyway, have had bad sex. And your choice is, if you like the person you're having bad sex with, fix the sex. If you don't like the person that you're having the bad sex with because it's that person and that's why it's bad, then it's time to move on. Women sometimes wish that we as men would learn how to get them there without them having to tell us. This is especially interesting because women are expecting us guys to read their minds, and we all know that we don't do that very well. We have enough trouble reading our own minds and deciding what we want. If you want us to do something, it's best to tell us what to do. If you want us to get you there, quote unquote, and if we're talking about emotional, we're talking about physical, we're talking about whatever we're talking about, whatever the there is, I'm quoting with my fingers here, and you don't tell us how to do it, then, you know, there's a communication issue. If you want us to know, tell us. If you continually have to tell us what it is, the same thing over and over again, then that's a different story. Then we're just not paying attention. We tuned you out. That's a whole other issue we'll get to. Guys, if you're in a sexual relationship with somebody and you notice after a couple of times that she is not having an orgasm, then you need to find out why. And because, you know what, she will get very uninterested very quickly if that's not the case. And ladies, if you are not getting there and you want to get there with that person you're with, that guy you're with, you need to tell him. Okay? We're focusing on communication a lot, and it is an interesting topic, because it carries so many different areas of a relationship in communicating, whether it's verbal or physical or spiritual communications or telepathic. Some cases it's telepathic. So we just want to be able to communicate what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, or, you know what, it's time to move on. All right, another reason women say no is because, believe it or not, they don't feel attractive. It's been a long day. The hair's a mess. The makeup's running everywhere. Their clothes feel frumpy. They had a salad for lunch, and now they're gassy. There's all sorts of things that cause women to feel unattractive. Now, cases they're not unattractive, but they feel unattractive. Therefore, to them, they're unattractive. Now, as men, we can say, no way, sweetie, you look great. I'm looking at you. You're beautiful. You are just the way I want you to be. And hopefully her self-esteem and self-confidence is at a level where she will actually believe you. Because that's the biggest thing that I've ever seen to go wrong is that a woman will think she's the ugliest person in the room. You tell her she's the most beautiful and you mean it and you're sincere. She won't believe you. And that's self-esteem, self-confidence issue, and we have to work on that a little bit more, whether it's a trust. I don't trust. She doesn't trust what you're saying to her, or she just doesn't believe it. And hopefully she can feel good about herself a little bit more as you continue to lay on the good compliments. Going along with not feeling attractive is they don't feel clean, okay, whether it's a female thing, clean, or just a shower. Sometimes they just need to take a shower. But they don't feel clean, so they'll say no. They don't want a guy, especially a guy that they're with, to be around unclean, okay? And we won't go in deeper into that at all. All of those things make them feel not sexy. Now, again, if she doesn't feel sexy, is she going to want to have sex? Doubtful, okay? Doubtful. How do we make feel sexy, guys? Well, compliments, roses, a bath. Maybe you draw her a bath. Do something romantic for her for a change. And maybe, as it was suggested just now in the chat room, take a shower together. That's always fun. I always enjoy those. One of my favorite reasons and logical reasons for women saying no is that, you know what, the kids are awake. Well, there's a really good suggestion for that. It's called Benadryl. Just kidding. Don't drug your children. But the kids are awake. Or there's house guests. Now, why you would want to do anything when you have house guests that will require a yes or no answer in that way, I don't know, because that's kind of rude when you think about it. It's not good party planning. But it does happen. It does happen. So if you have house guests and you want to get naked, wait till they leave or tell them to leave so they would understand. Or you know what? As they do sometimes in the, I think, you know, all over the country, is they have parties. We'll go with parties. This next one is pretty funny. The windows are open. The neighbors might hear. Hey, close the windows. There's a good idea. Close the windows because they do close. Pull the blinds. Light some candles. Turn the lights down. Get romantic about it. You know, take that one little suggestion and run with it. And you'll be surprised how quickly the no turns to yes. Women want to feel the release. They want to release their stress. They want to release their inhibitions. They want to release their whatever toxicity. Is that a word? Toxicness. One of those two, toxicity or toxicness. We'll go with it. Rather than truly wanting it. They just want to release it rather than wanting it. So I'm not sure exactly how that would take place over and above just, you know, maybe sneaking around and not, you know, in a public area and not getting caught, or just knowing that they can do that with you is a good way to do it. But I think there's a lot of different ways that you can make women say yes instead of no. Now, obviously, force is not one of them. Manipulation is not one of them. Mind games is not one of them. Use some common sense, because ultimately those things are going to come back to haunt you and possibly get you thrown in jail. The self-esteem that women have talked about earlier, women with good self-esteem and that are dating don't want to appear easy. They're looking for long-term relationships, so they want to take their time. So let's take their time, allow them to take their time. You know, we've talked about my 90-day rule. You know, work with it for 90 days and see what happens. There's a lot that can happen in that three-month period before people get comfortable. We have a caller, and we're going to go on, and we're going to take this caller, and we're going to see what they have to say. Hey, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You. What's your name?
Hey, how you doing? This is Q calling from Atlanta.
Hey, man. How you doing? You called here before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, of course.
Yeah,
of
you
course.
Have. Yeah, what you got to say about our topic tonight, man?
Well, no, I came to get some information. I'm already astute on a lot of the things that you're teaching. I've been astute since 16, but because I grew up, I got five older sisters. So
okay, you are very well trained, sir. Yes, sure.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's a unique question before you get back to your topic. In my culture, it's a little different. What I'm starting to witness in my culture of an American, now African European or Black European is totally different. They fall into a lot of the things that you teach, which is great. And I think any demographic where the lady has an appreciation for males, all of your concepts and theories work.
Right.
But here's the unfortunate thing I face in my scenario. I don't see in my scenario where the ladies are necessarily appreciative of the males rather than looking at them as someone who can add financial gain like most ladies do.
Right.
So my question for you is, now that I have a lot of the things that you teach already,
mm-hmm.
what in your assumption, like I like nerds, I'm street savvy, but I'm starting to understand that I like nerds because they still believe in love, younger
right.
girls still believe in love, and what I'm getting at is a lot of these ladies really don't believe in it, and what are your qualities you think are just top three that you think the woman that you're describing these concepts and theories work on, who is she?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Let me ask you, before I answer that question, let me ask you, how old are you?
40.
40?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little bit older, okay, and we're talking maybe around the same age range of women, but most women that are over, I'm going to say, and I'm going to, you know, a general assumption here, most women over the age of 38 have been married, most likely, and have been since divorced because they're single, obviously, okay? So, you know, they are divorced for a reason. They are divorced because they weren't happy, he wasn't happy, somebody wasn't happy, it didn't work out, whether it was infidelity or, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, death, whatever the case may be, but they are unhappy. So they have that relationship as their benchmark when they go into their future relationships. They tend to compare everybody in our age range, and we'll say over 40 on up, in that same to that ex-husband or, you know, the person they were married to before. And that is, you know, obviously that's unfair. Because, you know, there's trust issues, there's self-esteem issues, you know, he's told her she wasn't worth crap and, you know, he cheated on her or whatever the case may be, but most likely there's self-esteem issues. So what they are probably looking for, number one is communication. Talk to them, talk to them. Second is trust. If you lose their trust, there's not going to be anything left. And you know what? It's probably going to ruin them for life. I've run into them all the time here that there have been so many of the pretty ones, the really gorgeous ones, the ones that you want to spend the rest of your life with, aren't dating anymore because they've been burned so many times. And it's a shame because they're like perfect at even at age 50 or more. They're gorgeous and they have great jobs. And they have their crap together, independent. But they want that one thing that's missing. But somebody has screwed them up so bad in the past, they can't get past that. So trust, communication, and my late friend, I had a friend of mine pass away a month or so ago, and she put it perfectly. She's not going to be anybody's purse and no man's nurse. And that is the best way of looking at it. She didn't want to be any man's purse and no man's nurse. So she's not going to take care of you financially or physically. If you don't have your stuff together, then, you know, it's just not going to happen. So making them feel special, making them feel wanted, making them feel loved, and then taking care of business like we're supposed to, like you've been taught to. But you know what? every man should have grown up with five older sisters. You know what I mean? So,
Well, you know, here's the thing. Let me back up a little bit because you and I disagree on one thing that we've spoken on before.
Yep.
I'm not of the theory. I appreciate women, and I provide sincerity and honesty. I don't honor them to the point where I lose myself, and I think that's what a lot of guys tend.
I agree with you, and women will respect that. Most women will respect that.
Right, but here's the thing. So I run into the purse nurse people, and my thing is that's not my fault because now we're in the theory of I got to protect mine like you got to protect yours, and you can only do so much. And what I think is disingenuous because I'm a very loving, romantic dude, but I'm a street guy who works professional. So it's like I'm not stupid. So therefore, I'm not going to put myself in a position where I'm thinking about you, catering to you, which is where I want to be, and you're on this purse-nurse mentality. So to your point, yeah, we kind of miss out on a lot of them because they've been burnt. But like I say to a lot of ladies, you know, a lot of ladies pick terrible dudes that men wouldn't even pick the female version of. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
It's like we guys, and I try to tell them, I said, you know, most guys, they don't necessarily marry the prettiest girl. They marry the girl they like coming home to.
That's right.
You got some nice looking dudes with some quack quacks, but they love their quack quacks.
That's right.
But if you're a lady who is successful, professional, which is why I called in, and you have this mentality of I want the studs, I want the teenage boy in high school with the abs. Well, go get them, sister. And then now you're 60 and you're like, these men, no, you pick those guys. What are you talking about?
Well, anyway, it's funny you say that. And I'm gonna let you go on this one. Anybody that wants to read this right now, I highly recommend you go read this. This came out on September 11th, 2014. It's by it's a blog written by a guy named Mark Groves, Groves. Go look it up online and read it. It is titled "To the Women: Why You Might Not Be Ready for the Evolved Man You Say You Want." And it is an amazingly awesome blog write. And basically it's six ways that the evolved man will show up differently than any other man they have met before. And men, male or female, go read it. I'm actually going to do a show on it because it's incredibly well written and poignant. And I think male or female, both, especially the females, will get a lot out of it. So again, what you might not be ready for, the evolved man, why you might not be ready for the evolved man you say you want, by Mark Groves. So check that out, and I think you'll agree with a lot of what he says because it really is going to help with that. But you know what, man? We can't do anything about their self-esteem, what's gone in the past. We can only help the present and the future, and you know, we can take care of them. Remember, it's not a 50-50 relationship. It's a 100-100 relationship. Put it all in for both sides, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, I'm good. All right, have a good one. I'm going to keep listening, guy.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. All right, that was a good one. And we always like my Atlanta caller. He's always awesome. So, all right, on that note, we're going to wrap up tonight. So I think that was good. But let me go ahead and give you that information on that blog again. It's by Mark Groves. It's titled "Why You Might Not Be Ready for the Evolved Man You Say You Want." And I highly recommend you go out and read it and see what you think. We'll do a show on it soon because I was just blown away, as were the people who I sent it out to that read it. So anyway, thank you guys for listening tonight. Always appreciate it. Don't forget to join us. Take a look at us on itsnotmeradio.com. Join the Facebook page. Join the Twitter feed. And also, all these shows are now on iTunes podcast, so do check it out. All from itsnotmeradio.com. Thanks again to Regime Entertainment, our sponsor. Always great and appreciative of their help and support with this show. Next Thursday night, we'll be back, 6:30 Central Time. And until that point, peace out, everybody.